Welcome to the Author Wheel Podcast, where we believe there's no single right way to produce, publish, or promote your work. Only what's right for you. In every episode, we'll talk about common writing roadblocks and how to overcome them so you can keep your stories rolling.
Welcome to the Author Wheel. We're here to clear the roadblocks to keep your stories rolling. And today we are going to talk about our origins. So I'm Megan Haskell.
And I'm Greta Boris.
And together we are, in fact, the Author Wheel. It's both of us. We're one person.
It's the hive mind.
It is. So I think we wanted to get started just with, you know, really how we met way back in, I think we decided it was fall of 2014.
It's not a bromance because we're both women. So is it a womance?
Maybe, but only if you say whoa, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So, you know, I think we'll start. We originally met actually at the Southern California Writers Conference back in the fall of 2014. I had gone because I didn't have a writing community at the time. I didn't even really call myself a writer yet. I was still I was staying at home with my eldest daughter, and I had just gotten pregnant with my now younger daughter. and so I was there trying to figure it all out, but I was not interested in traditional deal. I was interested in getting editors feedback on the book that I had written, which ultimately became Signore, the Last Descendant. What about you?
Right. I was there for a completely different reason. I had written really terrible book, and I didn't know it was terrible, and I wanted an agent in a traditional deal. So we were definitely coming at this conference from different angles, but yet what we had in common was that we had both written our first novels. Apparently, yep. Megan's was better than mine, because mine never did get published. It's although I didn't publish today, then.
So that was the interesting thing, though, really, because I, you know, like I said, I was looking for editors' feedback. So I had they did these things as like you had a 15-minute one-on-one with an agent or editor. They still do this. I mean, I think a lot of most probably writer-oriented craft type conferences do this. But you paid a little extra and you got to meet with an editor. And so I did that, and my editor was really supportive of the book. In fact, she actually submitted it to the conference contest, I guess you'd say. It was like they could submit their favorite, you know, first pages basically to the conference as a whole. And then all the editors and agents voted on which ones they liked the best or whatever. And you could kind of win. Mine was submitted or nominated for that. I didn't win. Let me be clear. I did not win. But
it's so subjective, you know, whatever.
Right. Totally. But it was interesting because I came back realizing, yes, it was good. It was a good idea. It was on its way, but I still had work to do.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know that first book for me, again, the beginning pages, the agent I met with really liked them and asked for a full manuscript. And then it was crickets after that. And that's what I got. It's like I spent, which is a common thing we discuss in some of our workshops. I overworked and worked and worked and worked those first few pages. So they were pretty decent, but then the rest of the thing just fell all apart.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah. And I think that was where I was at too. It was like those first 10 pages I had been like going through, like in every little detail, trying to figure out like, you know, the best possible, you know, sentence structure and all of that. And yeah, so they were the best part of that book. But although arguably that was also where I got the comment, my favorite one-star review, which is yuck.
in the first few pages.
Was from those first few pages as well. Yeah. So, great.
Well, you know, but not everybody loves carnivorous pixies. What can we say? Yeah. So, continuing our story, that's where we met. And then we both became a part of OC Writers, which was a local writing group. And about a year after that, the woman who had started OC Writers, Deanna Cameron, offered it to me. She was burnt out. And I said, I will not run this without help. And I immediately thought of Megan, because not only was our approach or reason for going to Southern California Writers Conference different, that Megan wanted to look into indie, I wanted to look into trad, but also our skill sets, our personalities, everything was so different. I thought, oh, that would be perfect. It would be somebody who is good at, does things that I am not good at and that I don't do well and don't enjoy. So I approached her and said, hey, you want to be co-directors? You want to do this together? And Megan said,
let me think about it. But yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we ended up running OC Writers together. We for what? It was, we just gave that up a couple years ago now. So it ended up being
right before COVID, we gave it up, right?
Yeah.
So I think we definitely at least 2 years, maybe longer.
I think it was more like three, but
yeah.
And the cool thing about OC Writers was that there were a lot, we did events with other writers. I mean, there were some different roundtables and different discussion groups and stuff, but the one that we participated in person the most was actually the Monday morning write-in at a local coffee shop. And there, it was with a lot of writers who were just a little bit, you know, they were still writing their manuscript, their first manuscript, or maybe their second or third, but, you know, hadn't published anything yet. And we had, by this point, each published, in my case, like I self-published Signore the Last Descendant, and Greta had gotten her deal with her publisher. And I can't remember if you had, Marginal Lust had already come out, yes or no?
It came out in 2017. Yeah. So I think it came out. Yeah, I think it had just come out or was about to or something like that. So right around the time that we.
And so one of the questions we got a lot was about the differences between the two. And again, being the fact that we're both different and but work well together, it kind of made us go, huh, I think this is something that people would actually be interested in learning about more in a more formal classroom setting. So we actually started teaching that course in, we think it was 2018. We were debating on the date a little bit as we were prepping for this, but I think it was 2018 when we really realized that we wanted to explore those differences and share our different journeys. Because what we realized was that everybody approaches publishing a little bit differently. It's our tagline, right? There's no single right way to write, publish, or promote your book, just the way that's right for you. And so we wanted to talk about that and share that perspective. And so at first, that course was called Choose Your Own Adventure, which we realized was a little too clever for our own good because nobody realized that was actually related to writing or becoming
I think they thought
author.
It was a plotting class and it was really all about which should you go indie or traditional or whatever. Yeah. But everybody thought it was like, well, how do you write a choose your own adventure book? Well, I don't want to write that. And then nobody came to our courses.
Right, exactly. Although the people that did come were very supportive and really enjoyed that class. And they were like, oh yeah, that was really helpful. It really, you know, helped clarify things. So the next year, then they asked for the book, which we hadn't written and didn't have and hadn't even thought about doing. It's funny how that keeps happening to us.
I know.
So the next year we came back and we were working on the book and we retitled the course and the book Aspiring to Author,
which was marginally better.
Better. Yes. Better. But at least it had the word author in the title.
Yeah, at least.
but again, I think people didn't really get it. So finally we came out with the blunt and to the point, publish.
Take charge of your author career.
Yes.
And I know I have had a couple of people tell me, well, I would never read that book because it sounds like it's only about indie publishing. But if they read the description, it isn't. It's about both. So, yes. And that is our, and then we ended up writing an online course about the book, which made us go back and revise the book, because it's amazing when you teach something as a course, how you go, oh, we should have put this before this and this before this. And it was more of a reorganization. So we did do that. But I'm jumping ahead, because we did that after we gave OC Writers back to Deanna Cameron.
Yes. Is that right? I guess that's yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And the second edition of Publish, although it does have a lot of the same information as the first one, we did expand it quite a bit too.
Yes.
And added a lot because we learned so much more, and because we just keep learning. That's one of our strengths, I guess, is that we are always learning.
Yes.
Yeah. But again, so we've been teaching now in person. We taught at the Southern California Writers Conference. We taught at libraries. We taught at a local sort of writing center, creative center, I guess you'd call it.
For a couple of author guilds and author groups. I went to Texas and I taught at Writers Conference in Texas and one in Idaho. Mm-hmm. So we've even kind of gone a little out of California.
Yep. But as we were teaching all of that, we kind of kept coming back to this idea that different people have different goals and every project's a little bit different and, you know, it has a different purpose in their life as to why they wrote it, what their goal was with that. And we kind of kept coming back to this idea that, again, no single right way to write, publish, or promote your work. But even more than that, it has a lot to do with you as a person and your, what we call, author personality.
Yes. So we, started the author wheel, which was right before COVID, which was perfect timing because a lot of in-person things were all in-person things were shutting down. And we realized we had to kind of take our stuff on the internet road. And so we did start Author Wheel. And at that time, we got this crazy fun idea to write a personality quiz, which is still available on authorwheel.com. And it's very scientific, because we made it up and tested it on about 175 of our best friends, closest friends, and got a lot of feedback and tweaked it. We've taken it, like, I don't know, how many times have you taken it?
At least 50. I don't know.
Yeah. And pretty much I always come out one of two things. So
yeah.
It's relatively consistent there.
Yeah.
But it's fun. So what we came up with was five author personality types: the artist, bucket lister, calling card writer, dabbler, and entrepreneur. And if you haven't taken the quiz and you're watching this, you should run over and take it. It's kind of fun to see who you come out as. And also then we sort of geared resources, blog posts and those kinds of things to each personality type, because artists are more concerned, for instance, with the craft of writing and probably maybe a little bit more interested in a traditional deal where they don't have to deal with the business side of the writing life, versus entrepreneurs would be the opposite end of the spectrum, where hopefully, yes, they're still interested in the craft of writing and all of that kind of thing, but they're also very interested in the business aspect of the writing life. So that's kind of what that whole quiz is about. But even taking it, don't you think, Megan, that it makes you evaluate yourself?
Absolutely.
And then that helped us to kind of rethink and mold and expand what we were doing at Author Wheel. I at least it did for me. You can speak to that.
No, it definitely did. I think that's kind of a key point of it, really. It's not what you end up with as the result of that quiz, but it's what the questions make you think about as it comes to like setting your own goals and figuring out what you really want. You know, and it changes over time too. I mean, when I first took it, you know, I was deep in on trying to work my way to six-figure author status, right? I was really focused on speed of writing. I was really focused on producing books and making sales and doing all the business side of things. And not to say that I'm not anymore, because that's not true, but COVID in large part made me reevaluate what I was doing and why I was doing it. Because I have two kids at home, and obviously with COVID, school shutdowns, et cetera, I was more focused on working around them, than being a true, what I would call full-time author, which is someone who treats it like a corporate job where you're working, you know, from, well, hours different or different, you know, are different for different people, but where you're working 8 to 10 hours or more a day, I couldn't do that with the girls at home. And so I had to reevaluate what made my, you know, what made me tick when it came to the writing, why I was doing it. And so that reevaluation moved me back more toward that artist side of things rather than the entrepreneur side of things, because it was about craft. It was about satisfaction. And it was about writing a great book that people were going to get lost in. I try to provide that escape. My author tagline is escape into myth, magic, and mayhem. And so I was trying to do that. So I was focused more on that art side rather than the business side. And now it's starting to come back around again as things open back up and as my kids are back in school. You know, I'm back on that more entrepreneurial track again. So it's interesting how, again, if you take that personality quiz, one day you might be one thing, another day you might be another thing. And it all depends on your goals and your current situation as well.
I even think it depends on the process, the phase you're in. So like if you're in early writing, first drafting, probably you come out pretty high artist.
Yeah.
If you are in editing, finishing, marketing mode, you probably come out more entrepreneurial. You know, the three in the middle, though, bucket lister, calling card writer, and dabbler, those are the more unique aspects of the quiz. So a lot of people will be artist entrepreneur combos, which we both are, and shifts depending on where we're at. But so bucket lister, when we were teaching at conferences, we would run into a lot of people who were maybe retired, maybe not retired, whatever, but they had one book they really wanted to write. And maybe it was a memoir for their family. Maybe it was like, I have a friend who was a little league coach for years and years and years. He just wanted to write a book about how to teach kids how to pitch. You know, really niche-y book. And that's it. They don't want to be writers or have a writing career. They just want to write that one book. So we realized that's a kind of different path. You're like, why try to learn all of this stuff about the industry if all you want to do is just get this one book out in the world? So we kind of gear stuff for them. Also, calling card writers, again, they generally have a business and they only want to write one book or maybe a handful of books that show that they're experts in their field. And it's not even going to be the main income source for their business. They're doctors or they're accountants or whatever they are, you know, and they're using that book to prove their expertise and maybe to use to get new clients or whatever. That's a whole different kind of person, as well as dabblers. Why don't you talk about dabblers? Because I'm going to have to cough for a second.
Yeah, no worries. So, and then the dabblers are the people who like to write and they know they want to write, but they don't know what that looks like yet. So a lot of them are, you know, poets and maybe they like to write short stories. Maybe they've written a few articles for magazines. And maybe they, you know, they're still exploring their writing options. Maybe it's fiction, maybe it's nonfiction, maybe it's a memoir, maybe they jump from project to project. And actually it's dabbling is often where writers who become artists and entrepreneurs, where they start. It was true, I think, for both of us. It's definitely for me. I was writing when I first started writing. I had a review blog for a while. It's now defunct and gone, but I had a book review blog. I had an urban organic gardening blog because I thought
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, oh, cool. Yeah. I thought I had a green thumb. I don't. It's really not. but I wanted to. And so I had a blog about that for a while. I started, I don't know, half a dozen different books, never finishing any of them before, you know, I finally finished a full novel, which even that one wasn't ever published. It was terrible. But so a lot of us start out as dabblers. And then as we figured out what we really like, what we really want to do, then we move into more of that artist space, because then you can focus on that craft and on that learning journey, and then entrepreneur, where you're actually trying to make money doing it. Yeah. which is still tricky.
Amen, sister.
But yeah, so that was, you know, that was a big part of our author wheel journey, is understanding and kind of coming up with that and figuring out the kinds of people that we were teaching, what they needed, what they were struggling with, what we were struggling with, what we wanted to learn, and then sharing that. Because ultimately, our goal really is to help clear those roadblocks for ourselves, but also for, you know, other writers, and make it easier to figure out that right path that is going to be satisfying for each individual person.
Yeah. And one of the things that we say is that between the two of us, we have over 20 years in this biz. And so we have made every mistake, pretty much, that you can make. And, you know, if you're, hopefully we can, by sharing, we can help you avoid that and save some time.
Yeah.
You know, and not have to go down that road yourself.
You can make your own mistakes, but you won't make our mistakes.
Exactly. Although to find a mistake we have not made, if you do, you send it to us and like, we'll send you a link for a free book or something. Because I don't know. Good luck for that one.
Yeah. We've made a lot of mistakes, but again, it's how you learn, right?
Exactly.
And so we're never... going forward, as we continue this this show, and as we continue writing our books, and we have the quick guides that are coming out, we have two out as we've recorded this. There are two out so far, with the third coming soon. But they're each small little quick guides, hence the name, on a specific topic, because our goal is to point you in the right direction. We aren't the deep dive people. We're the explorers. We're curators. We're trying to help get you the right information that you need, but it might not come from us. So we actually give a lot of references to other experts and other writers who we've taken courses from, who we've read their books, who we appreciate their work, or that we've learned from, so that if that's interesting to you, you know who you need to go talk to. And it's a legitimate, you know, authority on the subject. So we're the overview girls.
Absolutely. And, you know, honestly, I think that's true, because we're talking to a lot of emerging writers. We're talking to a lot of dabblers. We're talking and people who are like us, who are published and on their path. But sometimes you don't know what you don't know. So like, mm-hmm. It's even hard to ask the questions, because you don't even realize. I know that was true for me for a long time.
Absolutely.
And you don't even know the questions to ask. So hopefully we're helping with that. And like Megan said, one of our big goals is to help you clear roadblocks and save time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, because that we can point you to some...
overwhelming. Like the amount of information that's out there. I mean, we remember, like, I mean, it's not that far off. And even when I go to look up something new, because I'm trying to explore a new platform or a new distribution channel or a new something, right? There's so much information out there and it can be so overwhelming. If you don't know the right questions to ask, or if you don't know who to trust when you're getting that information, it can point you down the wrong path, and you end up wasting, you know, days, weeks, months, even years trying to do something that's not going to be helpful to you or satisfying for your writing journey or get you to where you want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's us, right? That's and what we have planned for the future is, well, we have a lot of stuff on the website that people can check out, lots of blog posts on almost every topic that has to do with writing, either producing, publishing, not as much on promotion yet, because we haven't kind of tackled putting together a lot of information on that yet, but that will come in the future. So we have that. And then our goal for this show is not, we will be having some conversations ourselves about how we've overcome certain roadblocks. And also we're planning to interview people, other authors who help authors, those kind people in that niche. Do you say niche or niche? Some people say niche. It sounds so British.
I say niche, but then I think niche sounds so, it's very... it's prettier. I don't know, but I always say niche, and then I try to correct myself, and then I say it twice, and then that's just awkward.
Yeah. So whichever you prefer, that N word, niche or niche, we'll be talking to those kinds of authors and interviewing them and asking them what were some of the biggest roadblocks in their careers and how did they overcome them, so that we can all learn from each other.
Yeah. So we hope you'll join us on this journey and that we can help you on yours.
That's right.
All right. Till next time. Bye.
Are you an aspiring author? Stop by www.authorwheel.com/stuff to download the top 5 writing roadblocks aspiring authors must overcome. Thank you for listening to the Author Wheel podcast, hosted by Greta Boris and Megan Haskell, edited by Jim Wilborn.